I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how could it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. If I sin up to heaven or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my name. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every path I take. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you for me. Underneath the map above, the darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath the map above, the darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. How precious are your thoughts, O God, they're always on me, more in number than the sand, my Emmanuel. You are with me, oh Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? To hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? To think just for you on the cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real still. You know how it feels. You know how it feels when your cold heart has melted, tears started flowing the moment you felt it. You know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever you were wrong, you still got a feeling you're not at home. Knowing heaven is real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? Know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels
to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. You know how it feels wherever you roam. You still got a feeling you're not at home. Knowing heaven is real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real, tell me. You know how it feels. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. He healed the sick, and he caused the blind to see. He made a lamb to walk again, he set the captives free. But they turned their back upon the Lord and nailed him to a tree. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Jesus Christ is still the same, he'll do the same for you. The peace he gives is hard to understand. He'll be the kindest, truest friend that you ever had. Don't crucify the Lord again, don't turn your back on him. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him in your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him in your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Don't walk away. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? There's a storm
often been told of how our Savior died. As the nail-less hands he cried it on the stand, as the blood flowed from his side. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross where he died, how can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross very day, how can you refuse Jesus now? Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow across our path was laid. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. The day of condemnation abides to turn away my soul from its salvation. He's in my heart to stay. I'll see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, you send no news to pray, I look away to Jesus, and he tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. And when we reach the portal where life forever reigns, the ransom host and final will be our glad refrain. I see a crimson stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me, as he died to make us holy. Let us die to make all free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Well, we just continue with that for the joy that was set out before him. That's what keeps us going.
Mm-hmm.
When we found this truth, there was a joy in my heart. About 2 weeks prior before, the Lord knew what he's going to do. He's going to bring me to the truth I've been always looking for all my life. It's 40, back in 95. And I got excited about 2 weeks before I found out God sent a prophet. I didn't know what this excitement was about. But deep in my soul, my spirit, I was excited. And then the Lord brought me to the message of Brother Branham. And then once I was in there, I realized that's what the excitement was.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord knew what he's going to do with me. He saw me searching and looking. And every hellhole out there, every religion, I call them religious cesspools. That's all they are. Because at the end of the day, they have only one ambition, to make sure you never find the real thing. But God, if you're serious with God, he'll lead and guide you where the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did with me, like I say, for maybe about a month before I come to the ministry of Brother Branham. I got so excited, I could hardly sleep at night sometimes. And all of that excitement was, finally I found eternal life. Just that simple. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we must get rid of every weight and the sin that clings to so closely and run with endurance the race that's set out before us. We got a lot of people that they started with us on a journey, but halfway through the journey, they got no endurance. They got no staying power. They peck it in, they give up, and then they go back to the cesspools of religion again. Because this journey is not for the weak. This is a journey is for people that have determined that they want to, where they want to spend eternity. But we must run the race with endurance set out before. God has a race, God has a work for everybody. But if you can all endure and stay the course and realize this is that. If you don't have a hunger for truth, then this is not for you. This is just for people that have a gut-wrenching hunger for truth, whoever is a thirst, let them come and partake of the waters of life, really. We're not playing a game here. This is serious stuff. Keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And here, for the joy that was set out before him, he endured the cross. This doesn't, we keep going. That's why we don't stop. That's why we persevere, because of the joy that sat down before us. For the joy that was set down before us, he endured the cross, disregarded the shame, and has taken a seat at the right hand of the throne of God. That's what keeps us going. That's why we do what we're doing. Because there is joy unspeakable, full of glory, laid out before us if we endure to the end. Like I say, we're not playing a game here. Darum wir auf die Weil wir eine solche Wolke zu zeigen uns haben, dass es uns ablegen die Sünde so uns immer abklebt und träge macht und lasset uns laufen durch Geduld in den Kampf der uns verordnet. The Lord has paved out the way for it. We just got to be obedient and follow that road that he's paved out for. Everybody knows what he needs to do. We don't have to go and tell people what they need to do. They know in their conscience what they need to know. They know they're living in a land of diffusion and a land of confusion and deception. They know what they need to do. Und lasset uns aufsehen auf Jesus, den Anfänger und Vollender unseres Glaubens, welcher da wohl hätte wegen Freude haben, erduldete das Kreuz und achtet die Schande nicht und hat sich gesetzt zu Rechten auf den Stuhl Gottes. Bella, der wohl hätte mir gefreut, er dulde dir das Kreuz und dachte die Schande nicht und hat sich gesetzt zu rechnen auf den Stuhl Gottes. That's what kept Jesus going. He took a look at it and he saw the joy that was set before. Let's say so here.
Mm-hmm.
The joy that's set before, that's what kept him going. That's what keeps you and me going. That's why we persevere. That's why we endure, because there's a joy unspeakable full of glory laid out before us. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, Lord, once again to give you thanks for another day of life, for your protection on the road, for everything you do for us, Lord. That's too numerous to mention the many blessings you've allowed us to come in contact with. But most of all, Lord, that you open up your word of truth for us, that you allowed us to see the time and the hour we're living in. Lord, you've given us the grace to endure, to keep enduring, and you've given us the grace to see the end time before and the closing days of time. You've given us exactly right to the day where we're living in time. And Lord, we just ask for grace to just continue to put it out there, for whosoever will, for whosoever's a thirst, let them come and partake of the waters of life freely. Lord, I just pray you'll draw a picture. You make a picture in the eyes of the people, because the Satan is out there. The minute we say something, he's out there to try to divert it and for people to reason it out with their brains. And then the devil, before I know it, the devil has them going back into these religious hell holes that he's played for the human race out there. A world of deception that we're living in. We just pray you just continue to use us for your honor, for your glory. And Lord, once again, Lord, we just pray you'll give that increase. Draw the picture, Lord, for the people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. A few weeks, some time back, I was telling about this story that's in the, when we grew up and went to school, I think it's grade 3 or 4, and telling you about how the Lord dealt with me when he brought me to that to the ministry of Brother Brennan. And I never heard of such a thing. They told me up in Vancouver there that God sent the prophet and all that. And to me, it was completely foreign, because just like with Paul, back in the days when he went from town to town and told people about this new thing, a lot of people, they didn't believe and they never heard of such a thing. And the same thing with me. I never heard of such a thing, God sending a prophet. But see, the Lord was working at both ends. He gave me an excitement, and I didn't know what that excitement was about. And when they told me about God sending a prophet, and I found out that that's exactly true, the Lord drew a picture. He reminded me back when we were going to school. I think it was either, probably was grade 4, I think it was. I told you the other day about that. Like it's just a story, but it's something, a picture that the Lord put before me. And just like that story that we read back in grade 3 or 4 about this man, it's an analogy. It's kind of to draw you a picture to me what's going on out there, what the devil is up to. See, the devil knows that God's going to send a prophet. He knows that God is going to send these 7 church age messengers. The devil knows he's going to send these angels, but what he's going to do, he's going to do everything he can to pervert the picture. So what he does, just like that story about that man, he was looking for that elf, there's a pot of gold under that tree there. We know there's no pot of gold under no tree, but it's just an analogy, just kind of a story to draw a picture of what's going on. So we can assume there's an elf out there in that forest, and under a certain tree, that elf knows exactly where that pot of gold is. And then if they finally got that elf, and he grabbed them, and he told them, well, you better tell me where that pot of gold is. So anyway, the elf told him, okay, it's right here under this tree. That's where that pot of gold is. You don't have to look elsewhere. It's right under this here tree. So the man said, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get me a shovel, and then I'll come back. I'll put this yellow ribbon around a tree so that I know which tree this pot of gold is under. So he went home, and then the elf, he can't lie, so he never touched that yellow ribbon, because he promised the man, I'm not going to touch that yellow ribbon. So anyway, he came back and to the forest where he found that elf, about where he was, and the trees are all the same pretty much. And then he found out there's a yellow ribbon under every tree. Every tree had a yellow ribbon, so he didn't know which tree the pot of gold was under. That's the picture the Lord led me to see. That's what the devil does. When he finds out, the devil knows there's coming the prophet. The devil knows there's an angel going to come, and in each church age has an angel. In each church age there's a pot of gold. But what the devil does, he can't stop that angel from coming because he doesn't have all power. The Lord, the God of heaven, has power to do whatever he wants to do. And so what the Lord did, he sent the prophet, and then the devil knows he's going to send a prophet, but he can't stop that prophet from coming. He can't stop that angel from linking up with the whole course of Brother Brenham. And what he does, he puts all these phonies out there. Like here in our church, the church age of Laodicea, the most powerful weapon that they had, he put the yellow ribbon around the Billy Graham crusade, the Billy Graham message. Then he put one around the Joseph Smith. Then he put around then he put up the Jimmy Swaggerts of this world. Then the John Hagees. In every age, he had these phonies up, and the devil put all these phonies up. But see, there's no pot of gold under the Billy Graham thing. There's no eternal life under the Billy Graham program. There's no eternal life under the Jimmy Swaggart. But the devil puts them out there, and they can read, they can preach more fluently than Brother Brenham ever could. But see what the devil does. He puts up all these ribbons around all these trees, but there is no eternal life on them. Because I know what I'm talking about. When I heard about Billy Graham, I enjoyed listening to him. When I heard about Jimmy Swaggart, I enjoyed listening to him. But I didn't get excited. When I heard about Brother Brennan, I got excited. There was something in there that made me excited. There's a pot of gold under that ministry of Brother Brennan. And there was a joy in my heart, a joy that set before me. That's why that was back in 95. And they threw everything they could to try to get to divert us. But we know that joy that was set that I felt back when he brought me to the ministry of Brother Brent, the joy that set before us. And we have never even as much as given a hiccup. We know that God sent his prophet. And we know underneath and that ministry there is eternal life if you can only endure to the end. And then the deception of this, the church here, the Laodicea, is so great and so massive. Everything is camouflaged with deception that God could not afford to let gap in between. So the minute Brother Brenham off the sea, there is Brother Jackson ready, willing, and able, and he continues on where Brother Brenham left off. And then there again, Satan puts up his decoys. He puts up his Eddie Biscuits. He puts up his Hildebrand. He puts up his Perry Green. If you know the history of the message. See, I know I was in there for years, and I found out these things. I found the history of what happened back in the days when Brother Brenham was taken off the scene. I knew exactly what Brother Jackson said, the dreams that he had and the visions, and exactly and the horse that he was riding. Everything pointed, he is going to continue on with the program. And all these Brenhamites out there used to wonder what's going to happen with us. I was with them for 3 years, and I wondered many times what's going to happen. Well, it's going to happen exactly with everybody that does endure to the end. See, God had already a vessel prepared when Brother Brenham went off the scene, and he already had Brother Jack. But see, the Brenhamites, they've been so brainwashed. Eddie Biscuit has brainwashed these people that Brother Jackson was just a blackbird, that he was not the person. And he insinuated and he make it appear like he's the successor to Brother Brenham. But he is nothing more than a scarecrow. He's just one of those trees with a yellow ribbon, and there's no pot of gold underneath. There's no eternal life and the ministry of Brother Eddie Biscuit. And none of these Brenhamites, there is no eternal life under the Danny Fair group and under the Harold Hildebrand group and under the Perry Green group. There is absolutely no eternal life there, because I can tell. I can, when I come to the ministry of Brother Jackson there again, I got excited about it. And because there's eternal life. And there's no eternal life in the ministry of Eddie Bischoff. And there's no eternal life. And then Tom Ray and all these people out there that beat their gums together. There's all eternal life in the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson. From there, when the Lord took him off the scene, all these wannabes, they're still preaching, but they have nothing to say. There's no eternal life in it. But see, none of us knew what's going on. But what happened, what the Lord was doing, he was giving everybody an opportunity to see what they heard and how they heard it. And he found you and I faithful and exactly fulfilling that scripture. Who is then that wise and faithful servant whom his Lord, not the King of England, not Eddie Bischoff, none of these tugs, who is then that wise and faithful servant whom his Lord has found faithful to deliver meat in due season? In other words, to continue on with the program. And he found you and I faithful, and then he gave us the mandate, and he gave us the rights to, he told us exactly where that, what time and hour we're living in. Give me a revelation of the midnight cry, and once I knew the revelation of the midnight cry, I knew exactly from the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, I knew exactly where we are tonight. Once you know that midnight cry, February 28th, 1963, that happened in the middle of Laodicea. Took me a while to get it, but I know as time went on, the Lord began to quicken it, that February 28th, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea, and I knew the beginning was 1906. So all you need to do, you had 57 years unto 1964. And then you come to 2021, and then to make, we found that Yom Kippur, everything lined up with the scripture, and we were actually waiting for October the 15th, 2021, and that's exactly when the grace each ended, right down to the day. And from there it's exactly 7 years to the coming of the Lord, to the great day, the great judgment day of the Lord, the day of the wrath of the Lamb, and Satan will be no more. Then the angel comes down and throws him into hell, and then the day of the Lord is on. And then the program, then the Lord is, the movement is on, that the Lord will set up his kingdom, that he's promised that that's that millennial reign. The kingdom of this world will then become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, you and I, we got that program, right? And it's exactly by the script, because we found that tree with that pot of gold under it. All these other donkeys, they're just beating their gumps together. And each church had these donkeys. And back in the church in the 1520, there was one man sent from God. Martin Luther was given the mandate to be that voice of that angel. And he put out the just shall live by faith. And there again, there's Satan again, putting up all these donkeys, all these wannabes, all these trees with a ribbon under there. And the main guy was Jakob Hutter, and then Andreas Enterprise, and then that Swingley guy. I went back into history, and I dug all that information out. There's no eternal life under that Hutterite thing, because of the foundation is the Jakob Hutter, and he has no eternal life. The only one that had eternal life back in the 15th was the ministry of Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And then Satan sent in his tongue to pervert it and to always harass Martin Luther, always giving him a rough time. And you can go back and read the Church of the Sardis. It didn't last very long, because Satan has all these tongues, all these wannabes in there to always harass Martin Luther, to twist the picture. And there he comes up with this diabolical, satanic, socialistic system. That's all that other thing. It's a first-class socialism. That's exactly what the communists did back in the day, to Russia and China. All it is a communistic, socialistic system. A prison without walls. Russia and China, they had to put a big wall around their country so nobody escaped. But here, Satan has managed to build a religious wall that nobody can escape from that other colony, because it's just a fear-mongering thing. It's just Just the way it is. It's just that simple. And God has given you and I the insight that the man did to hold on and to tell people here with his clothing, what has been going on for the last, especially the church age of Laodicea. But especially in the 1500s, when the reformers come on the scene. The devil knew the Bible better than anybody does. He knows that God's going to send these reformers in. And he knows he can't stop God from doing this thing. But he could sure put up all these trees with a yellow ribbon on it. It's all there, just a bunch of donkeys. Just a bunch of make-believe. Just a bunch of deceivers. That's all they are. When I tell people that, they think I'm crazy. But I went into history. I did the research, and besides that, you and I found grace in the eyes of God that He's given us the understanding. Just like Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and the Lord told him to go build an ark. The same thing here. The Lord, we found grace in the eyes of God. He's given us the understanding and the insight to know exactly what's been going on here in this Bible. Says the mystery of iniquity shall be revealed here in these closing days of time. That thing out there in the call of religion, that's nothing but the mystery of iniquity. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, it says that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, you know. I was seeking for the truth, like diligently, and God brought me to the truth. Now, a lot of people out there, they have their version of what the truth is, and this, that, and the other, and their truth. But the Lord gave me a scripture when I first became a Christian. Like, He gave me the scripture in Malachi. Behold, I will send you the spirit of Elijah before the coming and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I didn't really know what that meant, but I knew that He is going to send, like, the spirit of Elijah, just like John the Baptist was to forerun Jesus' first coming. John the Baptist, the second Elijah of our day, that spirit of Elijah will forerun Jesus Christ's second coming. And that's exactly what happened. And I searched through for 7 years trying to find answers. Like, I listened to preachers on the radio. I bought books. I couldn't find the answer. And, you know, like, I didn't live when Brother Brenham was here. I wasn't around because he died in 1965. That's when the Lord took him off the scene. But Brother Jackson was here, and he was involved in all, like, he knew all those ministers that were around when Brother Brenham was here. He knew every one of them, and he can also name every one of them. And he went to their meetings. He knew what their message was, and he came to this conclusion. He said that they had a message of salvation and divine healing, but they did not have a message to prepare this end time people. Only Brother Brenham had that Laodicea message to take the people back to the faith of the early church. He was the only one with the message to do that. And that's why he supported Brother Brenham and fell behind his ministry, right in line with his ministry. And when Brother Brenham went off the scene, he continued with that. And he, just like that dream that of the horse that he saw, he continued riding with the truth for the day and hour we're living in. And that's exactly the ministry of Brother Jackson. And like the great joy that I had when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, I can't describe to anybody, because for 7 years I was searching. I was looking for something. And the funny thing is, none of those preachers out there ever mentioned Brother Brenham or Brother Jackson. Isn't that something, how the devil has these people out there to lead you astray and to never tell you the truth so that you never come to the knowledge of the truth? And that's a very sad thing. And that's why we can truly say that these people out there, Satan is using them to lead people astray. And if you're serious, like it says in Hebrew, Hebrews, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God will lead you to the truth if you are serious. But if you just want to hear yourself yapping away and just being entertained and things like that, then you're not going to find it. It says diligently. It means that you are serious about your salvation. You're hungry for the things of God. And no matter what will, nothing will stop you. And nothing will come between you and the truth for your day and hour. And that's exactly what happened to us. Why we are where we are today. Because we were determined. We want to be right with God. We want to have eternal life. We want to be where eternal life is at. And then God led our journey to Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And then after Brother Jackson passed off the scene, He tested each one of us. We all went through a testing. A very tumultuous time happened, because when Brother Jackson went off the scene, all these voices started coming up with different ideas. And we were tested. We tried a spirit and see which ones are of God. And we found them all to be deceivers, to deceive people away from the truth for our day and hour. And I was sitting here, my pitch was getting murky, and I realized I cannot trust these preachers. I had to separate myself from them in order to preserve what God has given us in this hour.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you were saying. Back in the day when the Lord told him to put up his website, He let me know you don't even have to advertise it. There's somebody out there that has a hunger and a truth, and they want the truth, that they're concerned about their eternal destiny. I will bring them to it. And that's all we're just putting it out there for a lost and dying world, and whosoever will, let them come and partake of the waters of life freely. We know this is it. This is that tree with that gold mine on it. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of Brother Brenham, that was that tree with that pot of gold on it. So mm-hmm. just a figure of speech, just so you get the picture. Mm-hmm. And these other trees, there's other dunk, the Billy Gribbs back in his hour, like I said before, they're nothing but distractions. They're just the tree with a yellow ribbon on it, but there's nothing under it. And then Brother Brenham was that eternal life in his hour, and then that angel kept around. That angel took the old court of Reuben M. Jackson, and under his ministry is eternal life. It's just that simple. Exactly what Jesus said before He went to Calvary. This will be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send. And that angel took the old court of Reuben M. Jackson, and he painted the picture for 40 years. He was every time, he said, Lord, he paint the picture for the people that they can see it. And you and I, we picked it up and we got it. And we got excited when we heard him preach. And we wasn't like these dunk, the Billy Gribbs of this and the John Hagee. They could preach probably better than Brother Jackson ever taught to preach than Brother Brent. But see, there's no eternal life. There's no pot of gold under their ministry. Just that's them. They're just making a bunch of noise. And at the end of the day, they take people out to hell and death. They do it right exactly where that gray horse rider is taking the people, out to hell and death. And that we and I, we got excited when we heard about Brother Jackson, when we heard him preach, we got so excited because the joy that was set before. Finally, we tapped into that eternal life. Mm-hmm. And here's the continues on. When Brother Jackson went off to sea, that angel still stayed around. But see, what we didn't know, he was testing everybody. He was testing the ring. He was putting out these words out there. He was anointing James Allen to put out we're in the third day. We looked at it, and we know we're not in no third day. So we jump ship. We jump off his garbage. And then I let him know. I call him for talked to him for a whole hour, told him I can't support him anymore because he's preaching wrong. And he tried to justify himself, but see, I know what truth is. I know we're not in the third day. And then the other donkeys come out, that Hefner, with his garbage show, we're after 2 days. Oh, everybody wants to all of a sudden come out with their own revelation. Think of their king of the county, and he comes out, oh, we're after 2 days. And no, man, a nightmare, like you were saying. You were sitting here, though. Everything began to be confused just exactly the way the devil does, just like he did in the early church. He brought in all his antichrist. And before you know it, the picture got murky, and people didn't know where they're coming or going, and then they had to bring in the emperor who was Constantine at that time, to set the record straight or to pervert it more and more, and he came in with that diabolic satanic water baptism and the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. And they've been doing that ever since then. And but see, the Lord, we found grace in the eyes of God, just like Noah, and the Lord allowed us to see all that pointing out there, and that today we can draw a picture to whosoever will. This is for people that have a concern about their eternal destiny, where they're going to spend eternity. This is not for these dumpties that just want to play the gum. They have no staying power. They cannot persevere. They're just here today and gone tomorrow. And we've met them, a lot of them. They've been tapping in time to time, but they come to a place where they don't even tap in anymore. They don't even let, because they're not, they don't have that stigma. They don't persevere. They don't have that it's not real to them. They're not hungry and thirsty. Once you're hungry and thirsty, you know when you find truth. And see, that's the reason why they list for a while, and then they go back to the cesspools of religion. That's where they end up. But see, we have a truth that the Lord has given us an excitement, the joy that was set before us. That's why we're persevering. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Because there's joy unspeakable, full of glory, and all that religious filth out there, that Leonard's program, there is no eternal life and that Leonard's program, no matter how hard he tries, he's got that whole other right thing under his clutches, but there is no eternal life in his program. Neither is there any eternal life in any one of these other ones, because the foundation is Jakob Hutter, and he was just an antagonist back in the day, the 1520. Just another one of them, just like it is today. All these Billy Grahams and all these Jimmy Swaggs, they were just diverting you away from Brother Brennan. And then along comes Raymond M. Jackson here up, from here raises up, the devil raises up his decoy, that Eddie Bishop, a very powerful preacher. I was in there for 3 years, and I know exactly what he was doing after, once the Lord took me out of there. He was just sent in by Satan to make sure that they do not find the real thing. There is no eternal life in the ministry of Eddie Bishop or that Tom Ray or all these dunkers out there. They cannot, simply because they cannot accept what God was doing at that hour of time that we're living. He was moving on Brother Jackson to continue with the program. And now he's continuing with you and I, and we're just continuing on when that angel is using our vocal cord to draw pictures so that people have something that they can hold on to and lead them right doubt into the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's the only thing that's left. And if you reject that, you can go read Matthew 22 and you'll find exactly what's going to happen once you reject an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I didn't write the Bible. I just read it and the Lord began to open it up to me. And I know what happens in Matthew 22 when they rejected that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The king got angry and he sent out his servants to destroy their city, burn down their city, and kill these murderers. And that's what's going to happen when these people reject the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Matthew 22 is going to come into fulfillment, just like everything else. Just a matter of the fact. That's just the truth of the matter. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just give you thanks, Lord, that you have a pathway provided way, Lord, for people if they're hungry and thirsty, because we know that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And people, you will bring them to the truth, Lord, if they will diligently and hungrily seek after it, Lord. So we just want to let people know all that has transpired, Lord, and where the truth is at. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.